Hi, my name is Zakiran, and welcome to my video, Three Magic Words. One of the most amazing and impactful books I have ever read in my very early stages of awakening was a book by the name of Three Magic Words by U.S. Anderson. And he waited until the complete end of the book to reveal those amazing, transformational, especially for me, three magic words, which really are magic words. They really are magic words because when you really grasp the profound nature of them, when you really, really let these three magic words sink in, your entire life changes. And that's what happened for me, because we are pretty much taught from the very beginnings of our lives that we are limited, lowly, wretched, sinful creatures deserving judgment and condemnation, rather than the real truth that we are absolutely perfect, magnificent, amazing creatures, souls, immortal souls that are magnificent beyond measure. We are completely unlimited. We are absolutely perfect, virtuous, loving, generous, and caring souls. Every single one of us. And anyone who acts differently has just been taught to act like wretches. We are, in truth, the complete opposite of sinful in nature. We can absolutely do no wrong because there is no such thing as sin. There is no such thing as a judgmental God. There is no such thing as unworthiness or even worthiness. We can do no wrong because Source, God, can do no wrong. And we are all Source, God, expressing itself through us as us. And Source can do nothing wrong because Source, God, does not judge itself. That would just be stupid. Why would God view any part of itself as being wrong or bad or sinful or unworthy? That just makes no sense. It's just stupid ignorance. It only makes sense if you believe you are somehow separate from God. And in fact, believe that you are made of some sort of evil stuff. Made by some evil, ungodly force. And you got to somehow prove your virtuosity to God. The concept of sinfulness is an ignorant, uneducated, unenlightened, childish concept that makes zero logical sense. How could anything, especially something supposedly created by God, be separate from God and be some polar opposite anti-God? That's just ludicrous. It makes no sense whatsoever. If we are all inherently bad and sinful, as the religions teach us to believe, then that means we are all the Antichrist, and we are all the spawn of Beelzebub. So the concept of sin and judgment and heaven and hell just is stupid and makes no sense whatsoever. That whole concept of sin and judgment and heaven and hell just makes me laugh. And the concept that we must be devil children just sounds like a funny horror movie to make. Sounds like a great script concept. A script I think I'll start writing. That could be a good money-making script there. So, I've already been giving you lots of hints as to what those three absolutely magical words possibly are. And maybe you've already considered them. But maybe you've cast them aside as being too far-fetched, too improbable, too impossible. Can't possibly be. I don't, you know, I don't feel that magnificent. And that's only because you've been taught that you are limited rather than unlimited. You've been trained to believe in limitation by who people who were trained to believe in limitation. You're trained to believe in your unworthiness by people who are trained to believe in the lie of their own unworthiness by people who believed in the lie of unworthiness, etc., etc., through millennia. And these magic words are literally the key to your liberation out of the shackles of despair that you've been taught to believe by misguided people. These magic words are the key to your ability to create what you want in your life and lead an absolutely magical life, which is why they're called three magic words. So, without further ado, the three magic words that literally will transform your life are, well, first, let me tell you what they are not. The three magic words are not, I am sinful. And they are not, I am unworthy. And they are not, I am powerless. And they are not, I am a victim. And they are not, I am helpless. And they are not, I am limited, etc., etc., etc. The three magic words are an exaltation, not a disparagement. The three magic words are not anything remotely resembling any idea or belief in limitation or fault or sinfulness or that there's anything wrong at all with anybody. The three magic words are nothing remotely resembling anything to do with judgment or punishment or disapproval or laws or rules or worth or unworthiness, or some sort of requirement that you got to prove your worth. The three magic words aren't even something you need to learn. They're really just something you need to remember that you forgot, because they are what and who you truly are. The three magic words are everything you can imagine yourself to be. They are your ultimate in self-edification and the ultimate key to your self-empowerment and your own feelings and belief in your own priceless self-worth. They are the ultimate key that opens the door to joy and love and health and prosperity and freedom and your ultimate fulfillment in life as you fully fathom your unlimited power as a completely unlimited, all-powerful creator. And those three magic words are the final drum roll. Without further ado, to not put it off any longer and tease you any longer, the three magic words of the ultimate exaltation of who and what you truly are, I am God. You are God. I am God. I am God. You are God. You are Source. You are all that is. You are creation itself. You are love. You are God. You are Source. I am God. I am Source. I am love. I am all that is. Those are it. That's the three magic words. And so I highly recommend this if you can find that really, really old book, really amazing book. Maybe you can find it on eBay. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this video podcast, the three magic words. They're going to help transform your life and help you be what and who and truly who you truly are, which is you are God. You are Source. And if you got something from this, please comment, share it with your friends, bless some of these amazing teachings. Come visit me at zakiron.com for tons more amazing self-empowering videos, podcasts, articles, books, products, coaching, support, and guidance to help you become a conscious and amazing, empowered, deliberate creator of reality, which is what and who you truly are. My name is Zakiron, and I help success, minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast. And I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And of course, remember to always make life a holiday. Woohoo!